you know, the regular way. Off your house is a merpesa. Lots of it over here, or in the backyard, you know, put
deck,
it in the,
everyone has decks, so
decks, kitchen. Okay, decks off the kitchen, and or the backyard, where it's a chaser stuma. So this chaser, this repesa is never used as a piece, as a real authentic way of entering into your house, right? Adarab, in order to get to this chaser, to get to this repesa, you have to get out there. So now, nechsiyan, we have a little bit of a problem. So the riff in the Rambam. So it's not bayis pasuach lachem eil. It's not a way to get into your house. So l'chayro they should be potter. Mafi Rashi. So it might say it's a gino, it's a chatzar, so it should be chayav. So we'll say we want to be machmir for Rashi and put it on. So when you're leaving your house, you put it on the right side, going out into your chatzar, going out into your merpeset. The problem is, says the Chazon Ish, that faker, if the merpeset or if this chatzar is potter, so then we should l'chayro assume that it's like just outside. It's like not part of your property. It's just a makom patur. So then, faker, when you're coming into your house, that's the kmisa. Because this repesa is like doesn't exist. So when you're coming from your repesa into your house, you should put mezuzah on the right side coming into the house. So now you have a stir. Like the place where you're very unhappy, you can't not to put mezuzah on both sides be suffic. So this is the shayla. L'chayra l'fi, the riff in the ram, the first sheet in the mechaber. L'chayra, since you're not coming in through this repesa, so then, if you have a, let's talk about just merpeset, keep it simple. So then, l'chayr, when you're coming from your merpeset into your house, you should put it on the right side coming into your house. Shenkin, according to Rashi, only according to Rashi would you put it on the right side going into the merpeset. So Maisa, it's like this. There's a taz. There's a taz in Rish Beit Tes, Chan Dalet. The taz taka has this case. He's talking about a chaser stuma, but same thing would be by merpeset, the chasnesh is damned too. He taka says, and when you're going out into the chaser, you should put it on the right side going out into the chaser. And he's coming from Mareel, this Jew's Mareel. So Frank, the base mayor over there in Rish Beit Tes, what are you talking about? It's against this halacha, right? Here we see the Ikar halacha is like the riff in the Rambam. So if you the riff in the Rambam, a chatzar by itself is not chayev. Not chayev al chatzar. It's only chayev because it's the way you get into the house. Here you're not using it to get into your house. So what, you want to be machmir taz? No, you have to be machmir the other way. You have to put a mezuzah going into the house, not going into the merpeset. So the base mayor is Mamash Rang. He says, listen, I can't be chalak on the Mareel, but Ukhair, it's Mamash wrong, what he's saying, and Eidi Kedai Lachlik. So the Chazanish has no problem, he's taka chaylik with Dina, and he says, you can't be samech on this Mareel, and Avada, in the Kursa Mechas in your day, is up there, Il with Dina, he repeats it a few times, that pasha by him, that sayim repeset, and sayim chatzar stuma, if your house meets at the chatzar, you should put the mezuzah on the right side coming into the room, not going out to the repeset. So, Maisa, it's like this. Moshe is a true, Moshe is Este Shaila, and it seems that taka, you know, the Chazanish, It was from the previous start, 50 years ago, whatever. So before that, it seems, you know, the base mayor Taka had this big tzarachim. The Taka does seem, from a lot of the Hadiga place came, that the minute was always like the Taz, and the Taz really coming from the Madriel, from Kadmonim. So Ramesh was asked about this Taz, and someone really asked him the same question that Kilo base mayor asks, is to more the whole thing. So Ramesh here says a different Hesbury in the first sheet in Shulchan Aruch Habir. So that was the riff in the Rambam, a Machayev, a Chatzir, a Chatzir, and Gina, and Repesis, only when it's connected to a house, it doesn't mean that it has to specifically function as a way to enter into the house. I mean, the Chazish's understanding that a chatzar and a merpeset are never chayiv by themselves. It's only if they function as pashut an entranceway to get into your house. Said Ramesh, that's not the pshat. He has come with Yukim, I think Aleph, Kofi Aleph, and you're there. He says, so Ramesh has a couple of Yukim, and it's Tagash Kim with Yukim and Shulchan Aruch, that in Bayis Pasuach Lechem Me'elu, if it's opened up to one of them. So Zohar Moshe says, even the Rif and the Rambam are masking that a chatzar and a merpeset could be chayiv b'tzad themselves, because they have the urine of themselves, because you do things in them. You eat there, and you rest there, and you know, you're over there. Now what is it tonight? Since a chatzar is like a shvach room, so if it's not connected to a house, so then it's takapater, says the Rambam. And that's the machlekes, and you know, Rashi's machmer, that even if it's not connected to the house, you should takapater the mezuzah. But, says the Rambam, it has to be connected to the house. But once it's connected to the house, Ramesha learns, so it's chayv mitzad atzmai. It's not chayv mitzad that it's a kniso to the bayis. It's chayv mitzad atzmai, but tonight it's connected to the house. So its connection to the house doesn't give it a din of an entranceway. It gives it a din of a chatzar with tashmishi bayis. So Ramesha's mayarach over there, and he says, Avada's taz is nicha, and it's beseder gomer. And the male Avada going out into a merpeset, into a chatzar, she taka put the mezuzah on the right side, going out into the merpeset. It's miyashev like that, the taz.
What's a marpeset? What's a marpeset not attached to a bayis?
Yeah.
What's the tour? And what's the case? The fish lamed is not a pesach. That's our regular. Well, if you're a Moshe, we already have it in every marpeset by definition attached to a bayit.
Oh, right. This is what I'm saying. It's mechir or bayit. It's because it's more than mechir than not. It's more than shein. There's two afan. There's a marpeset that's not open to a bayit. So the way they describe it, some of them, is that, like, let's say, you know, you have an upper level of a house. Let's say, like, to get, you know, there is an upper level. But really, the doorway is on the first floor. It has steps that go up with, like, a balcony. The balcony doesn't lead into any entrance, per se. Just a way to climb onto the roof, or it's a way to do some kind of other thing, but the taka doesn't lead in. They have to make mkimtas to have two types of repesets. Yeah, you're right. Saka bravo. So that's a nice, very interesting. Shevet HaLevi has a tshuva in Gimel Kofnun. And he taka is ma'ir over there that he says Yaduali, that there's a lot of chashim cholkim on the chazanish, but ma'is is the shtayim tainas, and ma'is the chiyah from mezuzah going into the ba'is can be the raiso. And then he says there in the tshuva, so he's noita that he taka paskins that you have to make it going into the house. And Adrab, he's ma'is, because chazanish says all these fakers, so he says chazanish says do it like I'm saying, but don't make a bracha. Shevet HaLevi says you can even make a bracha. But the Maisa, so in the Sefer Shai Mezuzah, so he brings the idea, he spoke to Shevet HaLevi about it, and he said that Vosner was Hakam masking to him, that the Madal Minug always was like the Taz. And the Minug and the Shara Olam is like Taz. As you said, over here in Bnei Brak, it's already in the Shnarish, like the Chazanish, so here about the you have to like the Chazanish. Well, Maisa, this is already in a lot of the Chuvas of the Gedalia Zmanin, or the Igor Zmosh is the first one to be Marech about it, and the Chesh Ve'efer, and the Padva, Dain Fisher, and the Orla Tzion, both read that the Minug Yerushalayim was always to be Kaveh on the Pesach going out to the Rebesses, not like the Chazanish. And Revoy has a Sefer Nachmanuzah, he also quotes B'Shem Dov Yungreis, because the Gaiva is one of the Das Rabbanim. So he also tells you that the Minug is always Haka, like the Taz, like the Bashan Taz, like the Mariel coming from Kavodim, and that's like the Moshe said. The emphasis is they found where there's Maseches Mezuzah, one of the small Maseches Ketonius, found Mezuzah. So over there, the emphasis found Machlokes Tanayim about this. The Lashon over there is that you have an Achsadra, Shehu Lefnim in Abatim, it's, you know, coming off your house, but in Lo Yitzim Abamacher, and over there is Machlokes Rabbanan and Abyosi. So Lais is a whole tumult in the place over here, how do you pass them? So Allah is, Allah can Abyosi make Chavei Roi, what about make Chavei Roi? Because here it's the Chacham against Abyosi, so maybe we'll be telling that. The place can say it's hard to bring right from Sechs Mezuzah because it's like, it's hard for the place in the earlier Bahrain where you say it's in a Muga, it's hard to bring right. Fine, so Al-Kapanim, what's Lamaisa? How do you know it's Lamaisa? Chayra, there's different darkness, meaning if you're going out, for Mashal, to a room that has a roof on it, and it has Dal Damas, so then the Chayra is a stark inside to say it's Mamish room of your house. Maybe as an achsadra, maybe it's even better than achsadra because it's mamish attached to your house. So they're already ulchayra. There's a shtark inside, you know, that you shouldn't have to be chayish for chazanish b'cha. The shayla is each darga less, meaning a regular merpeset, so it doesn't have a roof. So it's not like a din of an achsadra with a roof. Elamai, it's more like a merpeset. So the Moshe would still say over there, and the minute still was over there to tackle put even going after the merpeset. So let's say it doesn't have dal al dalad. So we'll see the product next week, Mitzvah Hashem, but there's different. Does it not have dal al dalad mamish, or it has 16 amos, just it's not 4x4, it's 2x6, whatever it is, or whatever the Cheshbayim start to be. So each case less and less, you know, if there's more of a tzad b'chosh chaznish, the smaller your repesset is, and the less diurin you have there, so the more it's tzad, right? It's b'chosh that, you know, that can't be the time. The Maisel, the Dine Fisher, his Jew, Seven Yisrael, Chayotas, he says the minimum always was. He says, go look around your shalim, you'll see it. The minute was, even the tiny little Meisharim porches that were faced 2 hours by 2 hours, the minute always was, only going out to the Merpeset. And he said, even though it was a suffix if they're Chayev, because we'll see out the sizes, we'll see next week, but they held, the Achreinim and the Mashmah Gaz and Stechemet, that until the base mayor and Chazanish, they didn't have a tzad bechal to put it on the way coming into the house. And they had a Chayev Shtaka Tainer. That the mezuzah we put beisecha, so the shirts in derech v'yosel, the way to come into the house. But a place that the only way to get there is to go through the house and go out of the house and then turn around and come back in. How could you call that derech v'yosel? So the minhag, that's what Dain Fisher has. The minhag always was that this was nishman tzad b'chal. And even if you had a tiny little merpeset 2x2s, you would think, oh, there's zifri, you should put going to the house. The minhag was always nishman tzad b'chal. I'm not saying what to do. Each case, we shake all the different product. I'll study the mashal. I have a merpeset shirut. So Merpeset Shirut is also a shayla, even though it's a chayla. Mamish room, Merpeset Shirut, like close the part of the room. But LMI, it's a shayla about the chiv over there, because there's different tashvish of Shalkanai we spoke about. And so I measure my Merpeset Shirut. It's dalad al dalad, al fiyub chayim nab, and al fiyub chazanish. It's in between. So Maisa, the person, this was there for the person before me, he talked about it like the chazanish. Because you know, the Sheva Malachim is a tshuva, Marpes is a shiru, this is a shtickle, tashmish and shal kanai, because you do dirty things there, so it's totally what do you do? So I don't know, like, we'll have to finish some tzuzos. At this point, I'm like pretty much ready to switch it to the other side. It's not all dalat v'yub chayim, it's a ru gomer. We're not talking about pesach, we're not talking about mam shru, pesach shru. Alamai tashmishim zuyim. So this is already the place we say that very often. It's telling the mitzias, but you know, we don't even keep our hamper in that room. You know, there's no dirty laundry there. We don't keep dirty diapers there per se. So there's a freezer and a washing machine. So I would think there that you have dalat and it's a regular room v'yub chayim, it's not a shir dalat v'yub chazanish. I assume the pashtas should be taka to put going into the room, not out of the room. Okay, person before me. So I have to see. But okay, now all these things. Yishlodan, if you have a half roof, not a roof, how big, how small is it? Shevet Alevi himself, who goes like the Chazanish, he himself says that, you know, if you'll tell me that you have an awning over your merpeset, so like then, Shevet Alevi says, Yishlodan, you know, it depends maybe what kind of dinner you do there. Do you eat dinner there in the summer every night? Do you not? So it gets a little, if you, Tachas Meis, the minig was always Lahakon Gansin. Now, Lahakon Gansin, but
to do that,
it has an awning. Like you said, like an awning depends. Do you close the awning? Do you open the awning? It's like, it gets a little, like, iffy. I mean, because basically, what do you add with a roof? You add a roof that it's better than a base charm. Best, it's more like a
sajra.
More like a sajra. So then it's better, because that's that price and simple.
What?
One suit their head, exactly. In the summer, not in the summer, yeah. Okay. So let's just see what we'll like there over here. So less than this din of the base medrash here. So really, this is the hemshich of these few halachas here, is that just like base shamar pesach. So the p'tur is the placement of the Rishonim really say. It's because it's near Zara, because amazus beisecha is only yuchad l'dira. Any place that's only near Zara is takapak. So the nice here state that the base medrash is called from mezuzah. That's the halach of Yishayim, and that's chai. Really, it's machlokes tanoim ready, and on Yuma Dafir Aleph, and there's different mashmos in Chas, and Brachas Ben Zayin, it's mashmo make all another place in Chumra. Yerushalmi is takamachmir. So nice. So the Shach points out it. In Sif Gimel, we saw that the base Knesses is takapater Gatsim. That's no matter what. Here, there's a shailan taka machmir. The machaber says not to take bracha, base measure. So nice. I think this rabbi will say that it's very rare to find something that's a pure base Knesses. Right, base Knesses meant that it was taka only for tefillah. Because what's the svarah of mechayev base medrash? The Shafik points out because there's people learning there by day and in the evening, the kol minizachah. That's why it's more kali to eat there. People sleep there and do kol minizachah over there. The Torah here brings that Rabbi Rathen brings. You know, he said he used to sleep in the afternoon in the shul. The bruchas would come bother me, but on zuzah the bruchas left him alone. So the shaila is like if you have like a bet of a shul, we have some kind of tashmish and a shir in the morning in between mincha mariv. You know, kind of prep something like this Friday shul. That's how we just lock it up in between davening. But I'm all they have, you know, kiddush on Shabbos. I'm all they have. So Maisa employs say for Chayv Zadar. He tells that these types of urine tag would not be enough to be mechayev mezuzah. This machal is based on medrash or machmir. So he's making that you wouldn't have to be machmir there. Maisa's from say that the spasha because the Maisa is aldasking. They have all kinds of events and speeches and coming in the shuls. So Maisa's minhag is always to put a mezuzah without a bracha taka. Because unless you're Mamashav, I was in one shul once in New Jersey. There's one place where taiko, you know, it's like a proper shul. You know, you dive and after diving, they kick you out, they lock the door, and it's all used for diving, so the taiko would be plus for years. It seems that the minhag even there is the point, I guess. We'll buy one time.
For the manufacturer, Shtibul, and Mamash just minyan, that's all they have.
Right, it's interesting. You know, I saw one of these farms, they bring from Shem and Bianca Kavadesk, and they say, I go, Tain Shtibloch Vader Chayev, because, and you and Mirosh for Komini Tashmisha. Okay, so that's the din of a base medrash based kinesis. Either way, you wouldn't make a bracha, right? I mean, Yishlodan, on my side, you know, like over here, there's a shiloh with the mezuzah in the back room over here. So Yishlodan, I guess if it's not a big tircha, why not be machmer, be yotzei mahadrin? Either way, it's a mall you see by the shuls, they get stuck. The mezuzahs don't fit exactly the Mahajan will see all the halachas of the Pratim, where to put on the Zuzim. I guess something to keep in mind, the big Turk, a big Hesed Haman, that somebody could be saying Chatzim Tekulas, it's talking about Yeshua. Again, a shul like here, you know, here is where people learning, so it's really Mahajan. Even a base measure, even a proper base measure, it's really just Tam Yesh, it's a Chumah. Okay, so then Vaitu, this is Din of Arai Sefirah, that's the Din of quickly, this is the din of a sukkah. So really, we should leave sukkah for Yatzmai. There's a kama of sukkahs in front of my sukkah. We'll do that for Yatzmai. But these the other dinim here is a bayis of a svina and the chanuyis of a shvakim. So the baisa. So both of these things are nishpashit. Because the question is, I mean, it's all dumi the sukkah. The sase of the pshad is, it's diras arai. There's all the sukkahs of diras arai. That's all the shenim. The bayis are constantly saying, it's diras arai. You don't live in a sukkah all year. You don't live in a svina all year. So the question is, what would be if I did live in my sukkah all year? So, if you live in your sukkah, you should be chayy. So that's why a lot of places can say it's a chanami. So, I did on a boat. And a chanami, a boat's not a place where you live. But if you make durim shul here, so then, and then a chanami. So they handle these like, you know, these cruise ships and these boats. What would be the din? Derech chal, anyway, you're only going for a few days. So the chayy should be patel ma'isa. The Archa Shulchan says that you know, these big fancy boats that have taka tashmish and durim kfuin. So Archa Shulchan says he's misoting and you should put without a bracha. But the Pashtus is that it's not telling in the Tzvot Nadir over here, it's telling in the Nadir. If it's the Derech to live there in the Kfiyas, so then if it's the Derech to live there only for a few days, even if it's a big fancy hotel on the boat, the Chayot should be Pater.
It's a hotel on the street. Most people only go to a hotel for a few days.
Right. So this is how we just talk about that.
So the Chayot, it's not, you don't go by each individual person. The Derech
is talking
to live in a hotel all the time.
That's a din by a pundok. Why should it be any different than any regular advice? Yeah,
so would a cruise? Yeah. Each trip for the individual, let's say, is only a couple days, a couple weeks.
I'm stuck on saying, I think taka, if you stay in a hotel for a few days, I think your taka should be better.
The Baal Hotel is not included in the cruise,
Okay, so we're going to have to see. This is really the Sukkot Sifcha Beis by his Sukkot. We'll have to see the Pratim Sifcha Beis. You're right, that's stuck in Tansi, much better than a Pratim. I'm talking also be part of the Chayim. Okay, that Sifcha Beis is the Dinam of a Punduk and a Schiris. That's really a handle of the Dinam of Malone. So we'll have to tackle over there. One last Prat is the stores. So my son's big machlok is a chayim about the stores. Chanuyah Shabashwakim. So Taz says the stores, Pater means even an MSO store, like the bakery, the guy sits there 6 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night. But Zakataz, even though he's sleeping there, even though he's there the whole day, the mice is not a place he sleeps, and it's not his house, it's just a place where he does his work, so maybe it's about there. The mice of the Prisha says that Unzer stores, that's Kogotika stores, he has Tzarachim, Kiveg, and the Pesach Chuba bring it, and then Machmir. And then Kud is, they kind of, Chanuisha Beshvakim meant like, you know, these booths they set up by the fairs for 1 or 2 days, Mamish Arai tent, nothing garnish problem, Mashayn get a place to stay all day, Fregin Zay, what's the difference with base medrash? Base measures, say your chayiv, no one sleeps in the base measures. So the mechalik that ulai tak it is, because the base measures people also hang out at night, they come very early in the morning. Shank in the store is only consumed like hours during the day. So maybe be pater. And that's talking of the Pashtus. Lamaiso, the place keeps saying that to Khachman had a bracha, that to be machmer like the Kiveg already brings Kiveg from the Prisha, basically the Prisha's Chumra, that if it's taka, makam kavu and you're there for many hours, taka would be chayiv and zuzah, you spend a bracha.
It's 24 hours, you should make a judgment. Yeah, 24 hours.